Good morning. This is the Charleston Daily Brief for Monday, September 7th. A severe thunderstorm warning was in effect across Charleston until 7 p.m. with the National Weather Service warning of damaging winds and large hail. A strong storm passed near Monk's Corner, producing wind gusts in the 50 to 55 mile range and penny-sized hail across Goose Creek and the surrounding areas. Drivers should expect slick roads and reduced visibility as storms move through the region this evening. Volunteers gathered at the Gill Yard Center on the 11th of September to pack 183,000 food kits for the Lowcountry Food Bank. Up to 800 people lined the assembly lines for the National 9/11 Day of Service, continuing a growing tradition of community giving in the Lowcountry. Those food kits will go to families facing hunger across the region. Multiple organizations throughout the Charleston area are holding 9/11 remembrance events this week, with ceremonies planned at the Citadel, Patriots Point, North Charleston City Hall, Credit One Stadium, and Memorial Stadium in Somerville. These gatherings honor the victims of the September 11th attacks and reflect on the lasting impact on the community. Residents are encouraged to attend and observe moments of silence. Mount Pleasant officials are strengthening animal cruelty laws and adding new permit requirements for pet breeders operating in town. Meanwhile, Charleston County launched a dashboard tracking transportation sales tax-funded road projects so residents can see exactly where construction dollars are going. The tool gives the public a transparent look at which improvements are underway and what comes next. The Charleston River Dogs lost their regular season finale 3-2 against the Augusta Green Jackets at Joseph P. Bowman Stadium, capping a long season with a hard-fought loss. The team will now turn its attention to the offseason, while players and fans reflect on the year's highs and lows. Thousands of Lowcountry families headed to the Isle of Palms for Labor Day weekend, finding lighter than usual traffic and relying on CARTA's free beach reach shuttle to reach the crowded shoreline. Along the water, Berkeley County Sheriff's Office Marine Patrol deputies patrolled Lake Moultrie near Monk's Corner, enforcing boating laws and handing out life jacket t-shirts to kids at Berkeley County Waterfront Park. The Headstrings Collective brings Monday Muse to the Charleston Poorhouse tonight at 6 p.m. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to stay up to date at charlestondailybrief.com.